Jesus Christ, man. Sometimes I feel lost in this fucking world, you know? Has everybody lost their fucking mind? Or am I the one that's fucking crazy? I can't understand anything anybody's saying anymore. Am I just an old fart? Or are today's kids just fucking retarded? Yeah. Oh, come on, y'all. You know the answer to that one. It's not me. Fuck these kids. And fuck all these grown-ass adults trying to talk like these fucking kids. Take your midlife crisis and get the fuck out of here. I'm not about to adjust for this retarded generation. They better adjust to me. Because I speak only one motherfucking language. It's the language of logic and common sense. Better get used to it. Come on! That's right. This is the Big Angry Phil Podcast, and this is number 46. I know each generation has had their own slang words. But goddamn, the way most of you talk, you should never have gotten a GED once I graduated high school. You abbreviate one-syllable words. You intentionally misspell words. And you think that shit's cool. Ain't nothing you do is cool. Shit that squares were doing in the 50s is cooler than what you're doing now. Hate to break it to you. Everything you do is stupid. Everything. The shit you eat, the shit you wear, the way you write, the pictures you take. Everything. You'll never be cool. You will never be cool. You understand that? You will never, ever be cool. And these slang words you got now are fucking gay. Gay, that's right, G-A-Y, gay. Not even gay as in homosexual, gay as in fucking gay. You know what I'm talking about. You kids think you're so goddamn cool. Let me tell you something. It used to be the kids were always cooler than the older generation. Now the tides have turned. The older generation is cooler than you little motherfuckers. You guys are lame. Lame. Your slang terms are lame. They're unnecessary and they're lame. By the time you come up with one of these fuckers, it's obsolete in about a month. Usually you motherfuckers steal shit from the fucking hood anyway. And then when you whitewash it, then it becomes uncool. And then the advertising world gets a hold of it 5 years later and they really make it uncool. I swear, if I hear one more person over 30 saying something is lit, I kick them right in the balls. You fucking kidding me? Think you're so cool. Oh, the kids are all saying lit. That's not even happening expression anymore. Never was. You know what lit means? Like something's awesome, something's dope, something's cool. Something's lit. Ooh, that party was lit. But they make it a point to make sure they say lit in place of the word it's supposed to be. Like that's the word we have to use. No, you sound stupid, and you look stupid. Your fucking tight pants. The fuck out of here. Nothing you motherfuckers are doing is lit, I'll tell you what. I don't want to hear anybody of any age saying lit. You should not be trying so hard to fit in with this generation. Don't even try to expend any kind of energy to emulate these little fuckballs. You kidding me? Look at them. You want to be like that? You want to wear fucking tight pants and be feminine when you're a boy? Wear man purses and shit like that? You really want to be like that? And spell words like that? Again, social media has made this kind of shit acceptable. Fucking people abbreviating words that don't need to be abbreviated. Listen, I know your little precious Twitter has a 140 character limit, but too fucking bad. Form a complete, coherent sentence. And by the way, you take that shit over to Facebook, which doesn't have the limit, and you still do it. Like about. What do they use for about? ABT. They take out the vowels. What, vowels aren't cool? Are you fucking unhip if you don't use fucking vowels? You look like a retard. RTRD, retard. Oh, excuse me. Let me take out the vowels. You're an artard. An artard. What vowels are offensive? You can't have the O and the U in there. You're so cool. Hey, I'm about that. I'm about that. ABT, I'm about that. That's not cool anymore. Oh, excuse me. That's not Gucci. You believe they say Gucci instead of cool now? You believe that fucking shit? Gucci, the manufacturer of fucking purses, is a euphemism for cool. Who the fuck made that shit up? Jesus fucking Christ. OD. Not overdose, but OD, like really.
OD, that's OD Gucci. That's really cool.
No, it's OD fucking retarded. And now they spell it ODE. Usually they take letters away. Now they're adding letters. Make up your mind, you little pricks. The fuck out of here. They used to say dead ass serious. I am so dead ass serious. Now they just say dead ass. Serious takes too long to say.
I am so dead ass.
No, you're so dumbass. Smacked. Now it's not stoned, it's smacked. Which I guess is derived from smack, which I don't think these kids know anything about. Their parents sure do. Why do you think most of them were born? Now speaking of stoned, scythe. Now instead of smoking weed, they're scything. The fuck is that? Fuck you and your scything. I still blaze and get blunted, all right? Give a fuck what you say. GMT should be Greenwich Mean Time, which is the time zone in England. And by the way, if you know anything about aviation, the time they always give to pilots is always a GMT. Like when they get weather reports or they get airport information, the time that was updated is always a GMT time. Not in CPT time. That's a whole other thing. But now it doesn't mean that. It means gets me tight. What are we talking about here? Gets what tight? Certainly not your pussy. Looking at your Instagram photos, no. But no, it has nothing to do with that. It means gets me tight. In other words, makes me angry. Tight means angry. Are you fucking kidding me? Am I supposed to call this thing the Big Tight Phil Podcast? Get the fuck out of here. Pick up a whole different audience if that was the case. Gets me angry, makes me mad. This whole thing makes me fucking psychotic. Jesus. Who the fuck made that cool?
Gets me tight, that gets me tight.
Does that sound like somebody's angry? Yo, man, you get me tight, dog. I don't want to hear that from any guy. Curve. I know what that is. It's kind of like when you swipe left on Tinder. You tell somebody no without really telling them. Or if you, like, ignore somebody's calls or texts or something, you're curving them. Anybody still say bae? Is that kind of on its way out? I don't think so. I still see it all over the fucking place. Would bae ask for this? Bae, would bae? You know what? If you say bae, I don't care what age you are. Go fuck yourself. It's bae without the second B. It's a one-syllable word, and that extra B makes it a lot longer to say. Hey, bae. Oh, God. It makes me sick. That and anything that Beyonce says. Beyonce or the Kardashians, you know, because these women are so impressionable. You just have to follow B in every footstep she takes. B, yeah, B-E-Y, B, Beyonce. It's bad enough when anybody calls that, but when the mainstream media does it, like NBC News, talking about B had to cancel her show, B... You know what? God damn it. Call her by her first fucking name. Call her by her full name. Beyonce Knowles. So sick of this abbreviating and everything. Like, it's so fucking cool. Like, we can't be bothered with all those extra syllables. Makes you sound like a dick rider. B.
Ooh, everything that B says, I gotta say. B, 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 B. Yay, B, B.
Fuck B. Beyonce Knowles. And fuck her Illuminati alter ego, Sasha Fierce, all right? And your fake kids. And your fake gay husband. People are proud of being illiterate. Look at any post on Facebook. You realize how stupid people are. They don't even try to spell anything correctly or punctuate correctly. And it really grinds my fucking gears that people still in this day and age cannot tell the difference between Y-O-U-R and Y-O-U apostrophe R-E. I'm not talking about the average teenage moron. I'm talking about grown adults. 40, 50, 60 years and above. Can't tell the fucking difference. How many times on Facebook have you seen this post? Y-O-U-R, an idiot. You're an idiot. And how ironic is that statement, by the way? Fucking morons. That really fucking pisses me off. People say, oh, it's not a big deal. It is a fucking big deal. When I was a kid, that shit was beaten in my fucking head. Learn how to spell. Learn how to punctuate. Don't use run-on sentences. Don't be a fucking idiot. You're an idiot. Y-O-U apostrophe R-E, an idiot. It's a contraction of U and R. You are an idiot. You're, Y-O-U-R, meaning something belonging to you, a possession of yours, as in, where is your brain? Amazing that we even have to explain this shit to grown adults. This is something you were supposed to learn in the first grade. And don't even get me started with there, and there. T-H-E-R-E, T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E, and T-H-E-I-R. Don't even get me started. I give up. People are retarded. There's nothing I could do about it. Just have to face facts. People are fucking dim. And speaking of dim, have you noticed how dark your streets are these days? How dark the freeways are? Have you noticed your government has replaced all those nice bright orange streetlights with these dim piece of shit LED lights? Yeah. Last 5, 6, 7 years or so. What was wrong with the lights that were there? They were nice and bright. You could see where you're going. These LED lights, depending on which ones I put in, because there's a million different kinds. I'm sure they're all made in China. They're fucking dim as fuck, and some of them are starting to go out. Some of them just don't work at all. Some of them flash on and off. You've seen them. Some of them stay on all fucking day. Yeah, that's saving energy. The city of Los Angeles is replacing all of its old sodium vapor streetlights with smart LED versions. Well, not all of them. Still see some of the old school ones here and there, and they're much brighter. Apparently, you're supposed to be able to control how dim those LED lights get. The ones on the freeways are pretty fucking dim, especially the older ones. You barely see shit, especially in the rain. It's really hard to see the lines on the street with those fucking lights on. The old sodium vapor orange lights, you can see the lines just fine. The other thing with the LED lights, you ever look up right at them? It's like looking into the sun. It fucks your eyes. People have complained about that, so now they're making those lights even dimmer. Well, that kind of defeats a purpose. Now you really can't see the fucking street. There's some spots on the 405 where the lights are so fucking dim, you might as well just have a 40-watt bulb there. What the fuck did we... They spent $57 million putting in all these goddamn lights. Meanwhile, there's potholes all over the fucking place. Let's fix that first and then worry about the fucking lights. Apparently, this is saving LA $7 million a year. Not that anybody's seeing the savings in their fucking energy bills or anything. They've gone up. Who could be behind this? Sounds like some kind of global initiative. Owing to its size and influence, Los Angeles, with its partners, the Clinton Climate Initiative, CCI. Oh, here we go. In bed with the fucking Clintons and their corruption. Hey, Los Angeles, you got to put these lights in. I'm telling you to right now. You better do it right now or else. And of course, this fucking wussy city council we've always had just bends over backwards. Hey, we don't care if you can't see the street anymore. We're leading the way with dim fucking lights. Meanwhile, there's holes all over the fucking road, which you can't see because the lights don't shine on them. And now the city is using the energy that we save to install more electric vehicle charging stations, which nobody will fucking use. We have to be green. We have to be green. As we fly in our private jets to the fucking summit. I hate those LED lights. You can't see shit. I noticed at Burbank, they've scattered a few of those around, like they're testing them out, and they put them next to the old orange lights. The old orange lights outshine them like 2-1. It's so nice and bright. Then you get to that one spot where the LED is like, it's like dark. What the fuck? What are you doing? Don't be like LA, Burbank. Come on. I thought you guys were conservative. Don't put those stupid lights in there. When the program began, the lights were about $700 each for those really crappy ones. Now they're about $100 each for the street lights and $200 to $220 for higher wattage street lights on the freeways. Oh, bullshit. Those are the darkest ones. The city is also installing solar panels on its smart lights. I don't see what's so smart about these lights. Again, some of them were off. Some of them were on during the day. Some of them blink on and off. And none of them are fucking bright. Unless you're looking right up at it. This is bullshit. You know what I've noticed they're doing on the 210? Not only are they putting in the LED lights, but they're replacing all the light poles as well. So right next to the old poles, they're putting new poles with new LED lights. And some of the old poles already have LED lights, but they're replacing everything. What a fucking waste of money. What are we doing? And the poles are almost exactly the same height and the same length. So why not just leave the old poles there and just change the lights if you have to change them? No, they're going to change all the poles. So they got to close a lane. They got to do all this fucking shit. What is this? What the fuck is going on? Who's asking for this? Tell Clinton to go fuck himself and tell fucking Hillary to fucking drop dead. Another stupid thing on the 101. They've put in all these old school looking lights. They did the same thing on the 110. At least those work. These ones on the 101, they've lined the Highland exit with all these old school looking lights. They're brand new. They had to build a new wall. They put up about 20 to 25 light poles. And this was months ago, and not once have I ever seen those lights on. So what are they, just there for decoration during the day? I've never seen them lit. How much did we spend on that fucking project? I remember we had to close down a lane for that shit. What the fuck is going on, man? Just wasting fucking money. Who asked for these fucking lights? We don't need them. Meanwhile, just up ahead at the next exit, there's a big fucking dip in the right lane. It's been there almost a year. You hit that motherfucker 65, 70 miles an hour, you're flying. You fuck up your axle. What they do to fix it? They put a sign about 50 feet behind it that says dip. Oh, gee, thanks. Thanks for acknowledging this thing. It's been here over a year, you fucking assholes. Maybe don't worry about the fancy schmancy lights and fix these fucking holes. Fix the holes in your head while you're at it. People have no fucking idea how much they're getting jacked. How much of their tax dollars are going to waste? Never mind the city of LA, the federal government. Just pissing away your money like it's fucking water, and they're laughing at you. All you fucking morons protesting Trump in the middle of downtown, you motherfuckers. It's not Trump. It's your government as a whole. Doesn't matter who the president is, they are jacking you. Look at the shit they waste money on to this fucking day. National Institute of Health funded a $2 billion multi-year study about how kids don't like to eat food that's been sneezed on. NIH has funded this grant since 2012, and grantees have published 7 papers discussing their results. April 2015, the grantees published a paper stating that when children aged 5 to 8 were given the choice between allegedly sneezed on food and clean food, they chose the clean food. Cost $2 billion to figure that out. Do you have $2 billion? I don't have fucking $2 million. National Science Foundation funded multiple grants totaling nearly $500,000 to find the connection between religion, politics, and cemeteries in 12th century Iceland. You can't make this shit up. What the fuck? What? Do we have this kind of money to piss away like this? There's a fuck about Iceland in any fucking age, much less the 12th century. Only thing I know about Iceland is Bjork is from there, and she sucks. The federal government spends $80 billion on technology-related expenses each year. Approximately 75% of that goes solely to the cost of operating and maintaining existing technology. And that percentage has continued to increase over the last few years. As a result, the government invested less and less in new technology, which would provide enhanced capabilities and potentially decrease the cost of operation and maintenance. In fact, in fiscal year 2015, federal agencies and departments planned to spend $55 billion of their $80 billion technology budget on services that do not use solutions often viewed as more efficient. That is to say, the agencies spend more money on older technology instead of utilizing cheaper and more efficient options like cloud-based computing and storage. The Department of Defense still utilizes 8-inch floppy disks for a computer system that controls our nation's nuclear weapons. Did you know that? We still have an Atari 800 controlling our nukes. Treasury utilizes a computer code from the early 1960s to catalog taxpayers. And the VA utilizes programming code written in the 1950s to track veteran claims for benefits and employee time cards and payroll. What in the fuck is wrong with this country? In the last year, National Science Federation, again, gave almost $200,000 to study 500-year-old fish bones in a Tanzanian city to determine the connection between food and social status. What? Why don't you go to the Salton Sea? There's tons of fish bones there. And why would you need to study that? What the fuck? Who thinks of this shit? And who's doling out all this fucking money? Our money. Your money, my money, our money. Halfway through a 4-year grant, National Science Federation again. Can we just do away with this fucking organization? Seriously. They paid more than $2 billion to find out whether climate change has impacted China's giant panda population. Why are we paying for that? Let China do it. $2 million. Of course, they could just lie and say, yeah, it's killing them off, or not. Just make shit up. Give me another $2 million. National Institute of Health spent more than $1 million on a campaign to tell mothers to prevent their teenage daughters from tanning. $1 million. Why does it cost that much? Just have me go out there. Pay me $500. Hey, tell Becky to get out of that fucking tanning bed. Fine, you want melanoma? I don't give a fuck. Done. Three federal agencies have combined to spend almost $500,000 to support a temporary exhibit to share the best of medieval smells. The only smell there was in medieval time was shit because they didn't have any plumbing. Medicaid has wasted billions annually on improper payments, with $142.7 billion lost just since 2009. Thanks, Obama. Federal government operates 42 different programs to transport low-income people to obtain regular medical care. 42 different programs. How about just one, huh? National Institute of Health provided nearly $500,000 so far for a program to send text messages to discourage chewing tobacco. Big epidemic, right? What? Well, last year, they spent $2.6 billion to send motivational weight loss text messages to truck drivers. I can't make that up. Did you get one of these? Are you a truck driver? The government tell you, hey, fat ass, lose some weight? Or did you get the chewing tobacco text? None of you have any idea this is going on. I didn't know this was going on. You think of all the money they take out of your check every fucking week. And then you realize this is what it goes to. How is there not revolts? How is there not riots? Said people are out protesting Donald Trump. Not my president. Trump is not the problem here. The entire government is the fucking problem. And speaking of thanks, Obama, violating longstanding U.S. policy, the Obama administration paid a $400 million ransom, part of a $1.7 billion payment, for the release of U.S. prisoners held by the world's top state sponsor of terrorism, Iran. 1979, the government of Iran was overthrown by the Ayatollah Khomeini. I do remember those days. And the country was transformed into an Islamic Republic. During the revolution, Iranian students took over the American embassy in Tehran and held 52 American hostages for more than a year and a half. While the revolution was ongoing, the U.S. government froze an Iranian government bank account in the U.S. and held $400 million. The bank account was created by the now former leader of Iran to purchase U.S. military equipment for the Iranian military. Though designated by the State Department for the last 32 years as a state sponsor of terrorism, and often labeled the world's largest state sponsor of terrorism, Obama announced an agreement in January to give Iran the $1.7 billion in cash, which would be $400 million from the account, and another $1.3 billion in what the administration calls interest. Interest, right? January 17th, as part of the $1.7 billion payment, the equivalent of $400 million was stacked onto wooden pallets and loaded onto an unmarked plane bound for Iran. The money was compiled using currencies procured from the central banks of the Netherlands and Switzerland. It has been reported that Iran Air, an Iranian airline carrier, formally blacklisted for its involvement in smuggling missile or rocket components to Syria, was used to physically transport the cash to Iran. Terrific. After the payment was prepared, but before it was flown from Switzerland to Iran, the regime released four Americans who had been held as prisoners. So they released them before the money even got there. Obama initially stated that the payment was required under the terms of the recent nuclear agreement and denied any correlation between the payment and the release of the Americans. Oh, come on, man. On August 4th, the president stated, "We do not pay ransom. You just did. We didn't here, and we won't in the future. You did." One of the released prisoners, a pastor, contradicted that claim by stating Iranian officials told him his flight out of the country could not take off until they had evidence of movement of a second plane, believed to be the plane holding the $400 million. Just over 2 weeks after President Obama's claims to the contrary, State finally admitted that the payment was connected to the release of the hostages, with state spokesman stating, "Payment of the $400 million was not done until the prisoners were released." The media reported in September that the other $1.3 billion was paid in cash to Iran in the same manner as the first installment of $400 million. The money came from a taxpayer-funded account known as the Judgment Fund. Do you know we spent $1.7 billion? We just gave it to Iran to release, what, four hostages? Fuck them. What are they doing in there in the first place? You have no idea how much of your money they're fucking pissing away. And they're giving it to enemies of the United States of America. Good job. How does anybody trust this government? I don't give a fuck who the president is. It doesn't matter who the president is. Stop with your protest. You are protesting the wrong thing. If you had any idea why your fucking taxes are so high, I just gave you a few examples. General Services Agency awarded an almost $1 million contract to provide one photograph to be cut into six pieces and hung in a new federal courthouse in Los Angeles. By the way, the new courthouse cost, just a measly $318 million. God damn it. You know what? God fucking damn it. State Department entered into an almost $800 million contract for the construction of two buildings in Afghanistan with faulty electrical wiring. So not only are we building shit in Afghanistan to replace stuff that we blew up, the wiring doesn't work. It might kill the people in the building. Isn't that great to know your tax dollars are going to that shit? This fucking country, man. This fucking country. Make America great again? Was it ever great in the fucking first place? With this shit going on? I think fucking not. All right, moving on. I want to talk about Instagram models for a second. Models would be in quotes. Instagram models. That's what they call themselves now. Any chick, no matter how fat they are, no matter how ugly they are, no matter how much clothing or little clothing they're wearing, they take selfies, they have pictures taken of them, put them on Instagram, and they consider themselves a model. I'm sure people like Christie Brinkley don't take that too kindly. People that actually worked to be a model. People that went to school. People that actually have real jobs as a model. Personally, I don't understand the whole model industry anyway, but it's there, so there you go. But these broads posing on their beds, taking selfies in the bathroom, twerking and doing all this shit, all this fucking hoe behavior, and putting it online, putting it on Instagram, does not make you a fucking model. And by the way, some of them have the nerve to charge for X-rated pictures. In other words, if you want to see their tits and their pussy, it's going to cost you. Like, you can't just go online anywhere and see tits and pussies. No, you have to see them. You ever read the comments people post on these pictures? Fucking thirsty ass motherfuckers. Oh, you're the most beautiful woman in the world. Oh my God, I want to marry you. What are you looking at? This chick is like 400 pounds. And Lily White. And missing a leg. Are these guys not seeing the same shit I'm seeing? And what do you think they're going to do? Invite you to their house? Fly you out there to fucking bang them? These guys are fucking paying these chicks. Or see my premium Snapchat. Yeah. They pay to see you put those dog ears on your face. I do not understand that fucking thing. These chicks are still doing it. That shit has played out as some of that stupid hipster language I was talking about earlier. The fucking dog ears and the fucking flower crown. What is that about? Somebody explain that to me, please. Why almost all these Instagram chicks have that same stupid flower crown. Does that make you unique or something? Or is that your official hoe crown? Please let me know. And I gotta assume the dog ears means you like it doggy style. I mean, what else does that fucking mean? It's amazing what fucking sheep people are. One person does it, everybody has to follow fucking suit. Just like when a new iPhone comes out and all the morons are standing in line to spend another $500 on an underpowered piece of shit phone that's made in China. You know what? I've stopped buying these expensive brand name phones because they're all made in China and they're all crap. No more Samsungs. You're paying for the brand. You might as well just get the Chinese fucking phone. It's all made in China anyway. Chinese phone I've had works much better than the fucking S6 I had. At least it charges. These people that are fucking addicted to brand names. They stand in line at the Starbucks for 50 minutes to get a goddamn coffee. There's coffee everywhere. There's coffee in your own house. There can be. Not that hard to make, you know? Shit, at least make instant coffee. Do something. But they are addicted to the fucking brand. I don't get it. I do not understand why on every production, every day, you spend you know, $100, $200 on Starbucks runs for the agency and clients. You have coffee on set. Why do you have to go out and get this special coffee? And is it really that special? Are you unique holding this brand name in your hand, this expensive white and green cup? With a picture of the chick who looks like her legs are bent behind her neck and she's about to get boned. I know it's supposed to be a mermaid and that's a fishtail, but bullshit. Look at him. Fishtails don't spread that way, all right? She's got her legs behind her head and she's getting banged off frame. And smiling about it. Basically saying, she's fucking you. The moron paying $6 for coffee. And speaking of morons, do we have an update on all the celebrities that said they would get out of here if Trump got elected? Did any of them leave? Any of them? You know who they are. Let's run them down. Lena Dunham. Oh, she would not shut up during that campaign.
Oh, Hillary, Hillary, she was at the DNC. Look at Hillary's clit. Ew,
look at a lot of clits, probably. She said she was going to Vancouver. Is she there? Nope, still here, still as ugly as ever.
I know a lot of people have been threatening to do this, but I really will.
Bullshit. Barbara Streisand. Good God, why is she still alive? She suggested she would move to Australia or Canada. Is she there? Anybody from Australia or Canada confirm that Miss Streisand has wandered into your fine countries? Please take her, please. We don't want her. We didn't want her a long time ago. Here's another one you can have. Amy Schumer. Good Lord. Yeah, if we get rid of all of our unfunny comics, that would be a good start.
Amy Schumer says she would head to Spain if Trump won. Well, at least she picked a different country.
My act will change because I will need to learn to speak Spanish because I will move to Spain or somewhere. You not heard of Mexico? Or any other Spanish-speaking country? What about South America? Gotta go to Spain. Get the fuck out of here. Samuel L. Jackson. What happened to that guy? All those Capital One commercials that fucking rotted his brain. That motherfucker becomes president. I'm moving my black ass to South Africa. Well, did he? Did he move his black ass to South Africa? Anybody know? Chelsea Handler. First of all, why is this broad famous? I mean, seriously, she had a talk show that nobody watches. And I think she still has a different talk show that nobody watches. I wouldn't even know what channel it's on or when it comes on or ever care to watch it.
So all these people that threaten to leave the country and then don't, I actually will leave the country.
Did you? Or is your loudmouth ass still fucking here?
Oh, I was just kidding.
What? You told a joke? First time in your life you've ever done that. Bryan Cranston said we'd definitely move if Trump won. Another one that said he's going to go to Vancouver. You didn't, did you? Did you? Jon Stewart, well, he's telling a joke. So he's thinking about getting in a rocket and going to another planet because clearly this planet's gone bonkers. And clearly you look like an unemployed bum. Cher, oh, please, can we get rid of her? Another one, why is she still alive? All these old singers, why are they hanging on? We don't need them anymore. She says kind of the same thing. If he were to be elected, I'm moving to Jupiter. Please do. You'll just be as useless there as you are here. Reverend L. Sharpton. Oh, for the love of Christ, he needs to go. Him and Jesse Jackson, please. Let them carry on with their nonsense somewhere else. Guarantee you no other country would put up with it either. Miley Cyrus. Now, please. Yeah, what? Again, another singer we don't need. Like, what is your purpose in life? Why are you here? Singer called Trump a fucking nightmare and pledged to leave the U.S. if he won. Well, did you? Did you really?
We're all just fucking jammed between his rich-ass toes. Honestly, fuck this shit. I am moving if this is my present. I don't say things I don't mean.
Well, you just did you, bitch? Nobody cares about your whore ass anymore. Get the fuck out of here. Whoopi Goldberg. Oh, please, please go, Whoopi. Time for you to go, you big, unfunny loudmouth. The View co-host, God knows why The View is still around. The View co-host said if Donald Trump were to become the president, she would not want to be in America anymore. Well, you still are. I don't want you to be in America anymore. We don't always get what we want, do we? Neve Campbell, what is she doing now? Anything? I haven't heard from her since she was in Scream. Before that, Party of Five, but since then, Well, she's already from Canada, so let's see if they take her back. She hasn't left yet, has she? Raven Simone. Yeah, God knows why she's here. Another bitch that's on The View. That whole show should go to fucking Canada. And when I say Canada, I mean all the way as far north as you could get, where it's cold as fuck and there's nothing around. Army Hammer. I don't even know who the fuck that is. Well, if you want to go, go. Amber Rose. Oh, please. Yeah, do your slut walks in some other country. See how well they receive it. She would be leaving the States with her son. Well, what are you waiting for? You said that a year ago. Keegan-Michael Key. Yeah, you could go too. Another unfunny motherfucker. Riding Chappelle Show coattails. You know, every variety show Comedy Central has done after Chappelle has been absolute garbage. Nayo. Who gives a fuck if he goes anywhere? Is he even doing anything anymore? Where's he say? He's going to go to Canada too? Yeah, good luck with that. Go move in with Drake. You know, if we owe the Iranians any more money, why don't we get that plane back here? Put all the whiny celebrities that want to get out of here, send them over to Iran. Nobody's going to miss them. And by the way, let's see how feminists like Lena Dunham and Amy Schumer do in an Islamic country. They really love feminism over there, don't they? And somebody needs to film it. Because that will be the only funny thing that Lena Dunham and Amy Schumer have ever engaged in. Thank you. And on that note, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. Each and every one of you so-called celebrities just need to move, bitch. Get out the way. Yo.
Move, bitch. Get out the way. Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way. Move, bitch. Get out the way. Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way. Move, bitch. Get out the way.
That's right.
Get out the way, bitch. That's
right. Right.
Move, bitch. Get out the way. Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way.
Come on.
Move, bitch. Get out the way. Hold all you faggot motherfuckers. Make way for the two old
soul. Motherfucker, right.
Bitch. Get out the way. Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way. Amy Schumer, bitch. Get out the way. Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way.
Lena Dunham, bitch.
Get out the way. Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way.
Al Sharpton, bitch.
Get out the way. Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way.
BigAngryPhil.com is where you're going to find me at. BigAngryPhil.com. You're up on Facebook and motherfuckers are just whining and bitching and complaining. Well, fuck that. Go to the Big Angry Phil podcast page. Like it. Follow it. Do it. Follow Big Angry Phil on Twitter. Listen to and subscribe to the Tom Likas Show. TomEverywhere.com. Get to the app. Do the same with the Gary and Dino Show. GaryandDino.com. Big Angry Phil podcast can be heard on BigAngryPhil.com, on SoundCloud, on iTunes, and on TuneIn. I'm out of here. Be back next week. See you.